think we were overwhelmed with things that happened after Baby P, where we got so many people being more risk averse and therefore reporting more.
But don't you think it's a case that you took your eyes off the ball here? I mean, quite clearly, Ofsted says that the service has deteriorated.
Yes, well, if you look at the amount of new cases, we've been inundated, we've had our funding cut, and we're not using these as excuses, we're just saying this is factually what's happened.
This report points to a failure of corporate management by managers and senior leaders in the council.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is our job to actually make a difference in that regard. And what we've done since then is we've put an extra £5.5 million investment in there. We've brought some new people in who have got specific experience.
So what responsibility do you individually, as leader of the council, bear for this?
We have the responsibility to put things right.
You have the responsibility to put things right, but you're also responsible for the period when things have gone wrong. What responsibility do you individually have for what's happened in Sunderland, for children being left in a situation where they're not safe and at risk of harm?
Obviously not safe. They were less safe.
Well, they were unsafe. The report says the children were left in a position where they were unsafe in some circumstances. That's what the report says.
Yes, they were left less safe than they should have been, but clearly there was that responsibility. Now, we had good reason to believe that we were in a good place with a good Ofsted just a matter of 40 months ago, and the report feedback coming up from our staff that things were all right, well, things were fine. And then when we delved in and sent ourselves through our senior management, well, look, you know, we can see how many more cases are coming forward. Is this right? And clearly then we inspected it and found it wasn't right, and then took the remedial action we've already taken, which Ofsted recognises is the right action to take.
But what I asked was, what's your responsibility?
I take absolute responsibility for putting it right. What I'm trying...
But do you take responsibility for what's happened? Not for putting it right. Do you take responsibility for things having gone so badly wrong?
Well, I do take responsibility for ensuring that the things that happened and let it go wrong before don't happen again.
But that's not what I asked. I asked if you take responsibility for what happened.
Well, across the city and across the country, children are at risk anyway because we've got people who would harm them. We can't totally eliminate that risk. What we have done is to ensure that we have as least risk as possible. We could have done better. And clearly it's as much my responsibility as it is anybody else's across the city, safeguarding and all the other public authorities in the city. So as much as anybody has responsibility for it, I do. Yes.
Would you therefore consider resigning?
I don't think it's that resigning issue. If there's something I'd specifically done wrong myself, if there was an action I hadn't taken or an action that I had taken which was wrong, it would be possibly along them lines.
If things have gone so wrong under your watch, why should you be the person who's in charge of putting them right?
Because I have that experience now, and I clearly understand what Ofsted are saying, because I was a person in charge when we had the good Ofsted, so I'm pretty sure that I have the experience of the good and the bad, and I have the ability to put it back where it should be.